You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, it's Lydia on the SRA podcast here, and I am joined by Ant Payne and Greg Hughes. Hello.
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 So I'm going to ask you a few questions because I've just sat through your talk. So I've got a few questions for you for the people at home who couldn't quite make it to the conference. So, Anne, obviously, this was a bit of a weird experience for you, I'm guessing. Was it a bit uncomfortable sort of like pulling apart your show in front of a lot of people?
The snoop is equivalent to childbirth, essentially. It's such a personal thing because essentially it's you bearing all on the radio, albeit for 10 seconds or even if you're in speech radio for 15 minutes at a time. Whatever you're doing, you'll do it. It's you laid bare and another person is there critiquing everything you do. So it's uncomfortable enough anyway in front of one person. To have 50 people in front of you judging you is perhaps a little... It was a little uncomfortable. However, when you think about it in the bigger extreme, listeners are doing that all the time to the show. So in that, when you kind of put it into context, it was okay.
Okay, good. And like, obviously, we're all students here at Student Radio Conference. And do you think it's really important for people within Student Radio, I guess this is a question for both of you, to download their shows and listen back and critique them as much as they can?
Yeah, generally I do. I think it's really important if you're doing it and you want to improve, you want to get better, it's crucial. Luckily on Capital, we have the Capital app, for example. So every day when I finish my show, I walk home, which is kind of a 40-minute walk, and I can listen back to my own show, just kind of scroll through the music, listen back to the links, and I know what works, what doesn't, or more importantly, what I think at the time, that didn't work. But then I come to listen back. Actually, no, it was really good. It kind of did work. So it's very, very... You are your own worst critic. So, yes, it's very important. Yeah.
And what about you? Do you think it's important as well?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, Ant's got it spot on. You are your own worst critic. So you will hear every nuance of everything that's wrong. And also, the mere fact that you're a broadcaster and you're doing this, you know a lot about radio. And the thing I always say to people is... Even when you're doing a link, you should be thinking about what you're listening to in your headphones, not thinking about necessarily what you're saying, because you know when it sounds good. So I think listening back is one of the most important things, and not enough people do it. And if they did, I think you'd start to hear those kind of tiny little crutches that you do where you always say, so anyway, or whatever that thing might be. And you can start to iron those out. So then when you do get feedback from your boss or someone else in the industry, you can then kind of be one step ahead of everyone else. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, cool. And when we were going through the show, and you knew like exactly where your links were, you knew how many songs you had coming out of the news and stuff. Is it quite important for you to have the show very well planned to time? And like, is that something you do for every show?
Yeah, 90% I know what I'm talking about, when I'm talking about it, why I'm talking about it, etc. I do like a little bit of fluidity. So things change, things develop when I don't know, let's say, for example, yesterday we had an announcement of a snap election. Things like that, you have to be ready to deal with things that you perhaps weren't expecting to deal with. So I think it's important why I'm definitely going to talk about that there. There should also be a room for a little bit of fluidity as well. So if you want to move stuff around, then you can do. But I know when I'm going to talk, absolutely, yes. So I know it's crucial to sell new music to my listeners. So we'll probably play two songs an hour that are brand new and unfamiliar. So it's really important to sell those. And then to get content away three times an hour. So, yeah, I know what I'm going to say, when I'm going to say it, essentially.